another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host, and today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, and I just want to take this opportunity to welcome listeners from all over the world, 121 countries. I'm always so grateful to all of my faithful listeners. And guess what? If you are listening to this show today, I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can find just the answers that you need for your life. Well, I'm really excited. How has your week been? Have you had a great week? I know that I have. I thought that spring was here, but it has been a really cold week here in Atlanta, but we know that spring is just around the corner. And so the show today will be a little different. I have a very powerful guest today, Miss Sonia Choquette, and she's going to be sharing about 30 minutes, and then I'm going to be teaching the last 30 minutes of the program. So are you ready? Let's get started. My very special guest today is Miss Sonia Choquette, and she is a world-renowned author, storyteller, vibrational healer, and sixth sensory spiritual teacher, and she's just in international demand for her guidance, wisdom, and her capacity to help people hear their souls. And I think she's written 18 books or more, including Ask Your Guides, Trust Your Vibes, and Soul Lessons and Soul Purposes. She's a global leader. I know she has certainly changed my life, and her primary focus is to liberate people all over the world from the limitations of falsely perceiving that they have to live within that five sensory frequency or RAM, and she wants to elevate us today to that six sensory frequency. And she's just a powerful, humble, spiritual, gracious woman, and she is called to awaken the sleeping giant in all of us today. So, Sonia, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, thank you, Constance. What a pleasure to be with you, and I'm so grateful to be able to be in your energy and with your audience. I'm really excited to be with you today.
Well, Sonia, do you want to hear something really funny? I've been practicing your last name all week, so I've got to get her name right.
It's a mouthful. It's like Coquette with a show. It's a Choquette.
Right.
But I'm not sensitive about it because I know it's a challenging name. I get called all kinds of things.
And so what city are you calling from today, Sonia?
I'm in Chicago.
Chicago.
My home.
And how has your day been today?
It's been fabulous. I've worked with some clients. I wrote an article, and the highlight of my day is being with you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm present with you also. So let's get started, and we're going to flow by the Spirit today, Sonia. I know you like that. Please define for our listeners today, what do you mean by six sensory frequency, and what's the difference between that and five sensory frequency?
Well, every one of us as human beings are born with six senses. Five of them relate to the outer world: sight, sound, hearing, taste, touch. But we have a sixth sense, which is the lifeline from our inner world to our source. And that sense is the intelligent heart. And it is the first organ in the body to be developed. It is the first organ that defines life. It is the organ that informs our body and how to grow, and it comes way, way before the brain. And our heart is capable of connecting us energetically in a number of ways. When people are five sensory and they're disconnected from the heart, they're disconnected first and foremost from their own authentic self. And this is why they feel insecure and afraid and anxious and defensive and fearful, because they're not anchored in who they really are, nor are they connected to the giver of their life, their true authentic self. When you're with the sixth sense activating, you know who you are, and you are guided from inside, and you use your five senses to support that guidance, not to fight it. So the benefit of six senses is a whole constellation. First, you're able to live from a place that's not driven by fear. Your confidence goes up. Your perception of energy around you clears up, so you can read the world better. Then you can feel less stress, so your health improves. You learn to listen from a deeper place, so your relationships improve. Your judgment improves because you're able to feel whether something is right or wrong for you, so you make better decisions. Your creativity improves because you're able to be in touch with Source, so you're able to come up with ideas and creativity and solutions. So every part of your life is improved across the board. But most of all, you feel joyful because you're not threatened and you're not afraid and you are being who you are, who you are designed to be. And I just don't know how any person can actually feel peaceful and successful without using that sixth sense as their primary guide.
Well, they don't. And so how can our listeners tonight, Sonya, access and live in that sixth sensory frequency?
Well, the good news is, because it's natural, it's actually also very accessible and easy. And you want to look at the sixth sense and activating it like just turning a light on in a dark room. You don't have to rewire the whole world, just know where the light switch is. And that light switch for your sixth sense is in your heart. So if you want to work with me, Constance, I can take you through maybe one or two processes with you being my guide here with people, and I'll actually show you how.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
I'm ready.
Okay. So are you available to share with us, and I'm kind of putting you here on the spot, with any area that you may have a genuine question, want some guidance, want to access your intuition, but you're not quite doing it right now? Is there any specific area or area of concern you're available to share?
Yes. One area that I've been considering and pondering is whether or not I should move into a new home.
Okay. Perfect.
So, and I've been thinking about it and I've been looking around, but I love this home. I love the area. It's close. It's convenient. But I feel that I've expanded, so there's something in me that desires movement.
Okay. So you want intuitive guidance in this direction, in this area.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to take you through a process that will, and any listener, you can do this with any question. We're just using Constance's question as an example. So first thing I'm going to ask you to do, Constance, is I'm going to ask you to take a breath. And as you exhale, open your jaw until you can hear a little click in your ear. And exhale, ah. Can you feel that?
I feel that.
And can you sense how that opens your heart?
It does. I feel more relaxed.
And there actually is an activation. So now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to say, now my question is, I'm seeking intuitive guidance on my move. So the first thing I want you to do is put your hand on your heart and just answer my question and just keep working with me for a couple of seconds here and we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
So what are you looking at right in front of you?
I had my eyes closed, but I can open them.
Yeah, let's open your eyes.
I'm looking outside at my yard.
Okay. So answer the question, I'm afraid of?
I am afraid of moving into a new area where I don't feel connected to a lot of people.
Okay, take a breath. Exhale. And what are you looking at now?
I'm looking at some beautiful flowers in my neighbor's yard.
And I'm afraid of?
I am afraid of having a longer commute to my office.
Okay, take a breath. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a tree that's blossoming in my other neighbor's yard.
And I'm afraid of?
I'm afraid of having a house that's too big for just me and my dog.
Take another breath. Exhale. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at my neighbor's steps. That's
okay.
What I'm looking at.
And I'm afraid of?
I don't get any I'm afraid of on this one.
Okay, put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
And about the move, my intuition says?
My intuition says that it's time for a move.
Take a breath. Exhale. How do you feel?
Relaxed.
There you go. Now, you just sit with that. I want your students and listeners to know that intuition is guidance, but you always have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to move. You're clear about that. Does that feel true?
That feels true.
And that's the question. When you finally go to your intuition, ask yourself, not is this right, but does that feel true?
Mm-hmm.
So now that it feels true, you can then, I would say, sit with that for a day or two.
Okay.
And then you can ask your intuition to guide you to the beautiful next perfect place for your soul at this time. And you have an open path. But what we've done to just kind of reiterate is I had you do what I call the empty the garbage tool. First, the garbage is your fears. We often confuse our fears with facts, and we don't get past them to our intuition. So don't empty the garbage, just let it go, and you get to a point where you're quiet. There's all of a sudden, there's no more. You're just quiet. And those then open the way. I brought you to your heart, and I let your heart speak. I didn't ask you to feel it inside. I asked you to voice it. Then when you voice what your heart feels, you ask yourself, does this feel true?
Right. And you know, Sonya, something that came up for me afterwards was that in my thinking, I realized that my paradigm was you know, the house I live in now is so big and I have so much. My thinking was, oh my goodness, how difficult that's going to be to move. And so I feel very relaxed. I feel very calm. And I know you talk a lot about how our heart is our inner guidance system. And that's what I feel right now.
And, you know, the key is this. You feel it. That's how people often say, well, how do I know it's my intuition? But the way you know is because you feel it. You're not in a thinking modality when we're talking about this. We're in your feeling body. It feels peaceful.
It does. It does. And you talked about how easy it was, and, you know, this is the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and so James Sterling is a friend of mine, and I heard you on his show, and you were talking about manifesting easy. What do you mean by that, and what principles can you share with our listeners around manifesting?
Well, I have one tool that's just really good for manifesting, but, again, we'll just walk it through.
Okay.
The biggest problem people have in manifesting, there are two. Number one is the belief that they can't have what they want. And number two is the belief that they'll get what they want, but they can't be responsible for it.
Hmm.
Those are the two things that we struggle with. So I first tell people, let's manifest one step at a time. You don't go from all or nothing. Just go to the definition of success is the next thing. So here's how you get to what you really want, because we can manifest from a place where we get really clear. And if you'll be my assistant on this again, I'll help people get to their heart's desire.
Okay.
Because the universe will manifest your heart's desire, not your wishful thinking, not your I shoulds and coulds and musts, but your heart's desire.
And so, Sonia, wishful thinking is what?
Wishful thinking is your mind. It's like window shopping, Constance, but never going in the store and letting yourself have something because your mind says it can't really be mine. It's too much. It's too much for me.
I see that.
So people do it all the time. You can frustrate yourself a great deal. Always window shopping, but never allowing yourself to have it. So that's what I call wishful thinking.
Okay.
So we're going to go into the real, this is such a beautiful tool for you, and it's very similar to the one that I just took you on. So again, I want you to just to get in touch with what you really want. Take a breath again. This time you can close your eyes, and I want you to allow your attention to travel from your head to your heart. And just drift into that place and feel it. Just really feel the difference that being in your heart space is, feels like. And in that, I'd like for you to take a breath and imagine meeting your divine spirit there, who's going to take you on a bit of an adventure. And again, I want you to just fill in the blank with me, and we're going to dive for gold, okay? We're going to look for the gold of your heart. So you just do this with me briefly, and we'll see what the gold is. If I weren't afraid, I would.
I would. I would have a New York Times bestseller.
Okay, take a breath. And if I weren't afraid, I would?
I would go scuba diving.
Take a breath. And if I weren't afraid, I would?
If I were not afraid, I would skydive out of an airplane.
Breathe. If I weren't afraid, I would?
If I were not afraid, I would run a full marathon.
Breathe. If I weren't afraid, I would.
If I were not afraid, I would have a syndicated television show.
Breathe. Ah. And one more time, if I weren't afraid, I would.
I would. Let's see.
Let your heart speak.
I would enter a bodybuilding contest for women over 50.
And just share with your listeners the expression on your face.
It seems tense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel
it
that.
It seems a little something.
Yeah. We dug something up.
Right.
Just unearth something from a deeper place than you normally live.
Because initially it was, I say I live basically fearless, but when those came up, those are things that I've been thinking about that I have not done. Because I'm thinking, how in the world? I just walked a half marathon, but could I run a full marathon?
Now, here's what you do with this. Do this exercise every day out loud, for 30 days. Might come up that different things are said every day. Maybe not. You never know. But that's the gold of your heart. And that's what the universe supports. So by giving voice to the gold of your heart, the universe now can come and meet it and can come support you. So if just by speaking, it says in the Bible, in the beginning was the word, but it's not the mental word. It's the word from the heart. And this is an easy way to create. Just keep saying, if I weren't afraid, I would, over the next 30 days, out loud, and see what happens.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's exciting.
It is exciting. And, you know, I love your curriculums and your modules and your books, Sonya. They're so simple. And I think that the tools that you really give people really shifts paradigms, and it moves people from where they are to where they desire to be.
Oh, that is my mission. We are actually information overloaded. We don't necessarily need a whole lot more information unless it's grounded in accessible tools that you can put into action. And the good news is the universe is so loving and so benevolent that for every step you take toward changing your own energy and interacting with the universe in a playful way, in a trusting way, the universe moves right in and takes 10 steps toward you. So this tool is what I call diving for gold.
I love it. I love it. And in our closing minutes, Sonya, I want you to talk about grace. What is grace? How does it work? And how does it show up in our lives?
Grace is the benevolence of our great creator. It's the 10 steps I just talked about. It is the support that's flowing into our lives to open up, amplify, in support, in love, in opportunity that is given to us that we don't manufacture ourselves. It is the great blessing put upon us because we are God's beloved, in whom God takes great delight. It is like the tow truck of life that comes in and pulls us out of our ditch that we could never quite fully pull ourselves out of. And it is a blessing. It is one of our sacred blessings. And we can't force grace, but we can ask for it. And in the asking, we receive it. The grace of God is all around us, and one of the ways in which to begin to experience grace right away is to consider living with graciousness. Be gracious yourself. the more you express grace, the more it flows into your life. Now, in the South, that is a way of life.
It is.
And that is what is so fabulous, is that you are gracious. You have not lost touch with that. And that God-given divine support comes flowing in, and it is available. It's the can-do energy. It's the booster shot. It's the one that frees us. It's the flow of energy that frees us of our own limitations. And by living gracefully ourselves, we become graced. Become graced. So be graceful. Don't move rough. Don't speak rough. Don't be insensitive. Be aware. And if you can live graciously, your life's grace will amplify a thousandfold.
Wow. So, Sonia, how can people get your books? Have you written 18 books? I think I heard that somewhere.
That's true. I have.
Wow.
They can get any one of my books on Amazon. I also would invite them, your listeners, to come to my website. And I have a little explanation of each of my books, a little video explanation of each of my books, and they can then, you know, kind of investigate a little bit about what they're about and order directly there. It'll take them directly to Amazon from there. So I would encourage people to come and investigate my various books to see which one might be right for them or could best support them at this time. And that's just my website. It's just my name, SoniaChoquette.com.
Wow. Well, Sonia, I want to thank you so much for taking out time from your busy schedule. I just have a quick question. How do you stay so peaceful and calm? I'm sure you have a lot of demands on your life. What are some of your rituals, or what would be some of the secrets to your own life?
Well, I am committed to my peace. So I, as busy as I am, what comes first is my appointments in the morning with, mm-hmm. with meditation, little yoga, and a peaceful morning start. So I have a process where I get up, I do 30 minutes of yoga, I do 20 minutes of meditation, and I give myself a good 30 to 40 minutes peaceful breakfast. And that's my time before I connect with anybody else on any level. And I also do have my own Sabbath. I mean, I take a day off. I don't work one day a week. And I just play. Mm-hmm. And I relax. And I rejuvenate. And I protect that choice very, very seriously. I need it. That is for me to recover, rejuvenate, and let myself have just silly fun.
Right.
And so those are two of my daily practices. And the third is that I am, like you, very grateful and say so about everything. Mm. And I am a big believer in letting the heart speak.
That's awesome. Sonia, you are so powerful. Thank you so much for gracing the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And everyone, after these quick commercials, I will be right back.
Join us for our Wealth Creation Cruise that will saturate your mind with wealth consciousness for 5 solid days. Just think about it. Staying in the lap of luxury on a beautiful cruise ship, talking and playing with successful philanthropists and entrepreneurs, while attending world-class workshops that will give you great insight into your prosperity and wealth. It's scientific, it's spiritual, and it's all about the Law of Attraction. Join success coach Constance Arnold, the joy strategist Marbeth Dunn, the ancient wisdom of Grandmother Parisha, feng shui expert Elliot Tanzer, philanthropist Peter Adams, and wealth and wisdom coach Jaden Sterling, and me, Jules, for an outstanding cruise. So go to lawofattractioncruise.com. That's lawofattractioncruise.com. Let the miracles begin.
Just another
Well, I am back, and I want you to stay tuned at the end because I'm going to give you more detailed information about the cruise. But didn't you enjoy that wonderful segment with Sonia Choquette? I got that out correctly. And so I'm just going to carry on. You know, Sonia talked about that sixth sensory frequency. I really call it the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension is that invisible realm, the faith realm, the realm of the imagination. This realm has a different language. It's almost like being in a foreign country and abiding by their culture and customs. I know that when I was in Europe initially in Paris, I noticed that they don't eat, they actually dine. They are present. And so a Frenchman who was with me said to me, Constance, he said, you know, the waiter never approaches you until you there's an indication that you're finished. So that's what I mean by abiding by the culture and the customs. So in this fourth dimension realm, everything is in the present tense because remember, faith is now. So that means everything is I am. I am abundant. I am healed. I am whole. I am living a purposeful life. So in this realm, you really call those things in your life that may not be manifested on the physical plane as though they were. And so as Sonia said earlier, you're not moved by what you see. You're not moved by your five senses. This is the absolute realm. This is the realm of truth. So it is in this realm that you see things that haven't happened yet. You see it on the inside of you. You see it in your imagination. You don't see it in your physical life yet, but it is so clear and it is so real in your mind that it is real to you. So this is the realm where manifestation takes place on the inside of you before it actually manifests in your life on the physical plane. So I'm going to share with you one tool that I use and that I use with my clients, and it's a form of meditation in order to get truth on the inside of you. And you've heard me say before that meditation means that you are pondering or rolling something over and over in your mind until it becomes truth and revelation in your own life. So I'm just going to show you, as Sonia said, how you can begin to live in that sixth sensory frequency or in that fourth realm, as I call it. The third realm is where you can see everything, feel everything. That's where your five senses are, and you're moved by what you see, what you smell, what experiences you have, etc. And so in this realm, you really turn your thinking and your sight away from what you see, and you only think on and feel and know what is truth. So one way to do that is to meditate. And so many people have taught about meditation, but today I'm going to be taking a little different route with you and talk to you about meditating on scriptures or truth. You know, the Bible says if you meditate in the word day and night, then you will observe it, and then after you observe it, you see it, you know it, then you will make your way prosperous. Not God, but you will make your way prosperous. So I'm just going to break it down in a very elementary way. I'm going to take about maybe 20 scriptures and show you how to meditate on those. So you might say, Constance, I don't feel comfortable with scriptures. Well, if you don't feel comfortable with scriptures, why don't you find some universal truths? But the most interesting thing is almost all universal truths come from the Bible. But whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm just showing you a technique that you can use and how you can begin to use this technique every single day and then begin implementing it in your life so that it becomes a part of your spirit or your consciousness. And remember, we're doing this because you never manifest outside of your consciousness. So if you don't have a consciousness of abundance, guess what? You will not manifest abundance. But when your consciousness is one of abundance, it will become an exact replica. Your outside, your circumstances, in your physical world, it will become an exact replica of what you truly feel on what the inside, what you know on the inside. So I'm just going to take these scriptures, and you can find your own. Whatever resonates with you is what I tell people to work with. Now, you don't have to take all of these scriptures. You can choose one or two a day and just meditate on them. The first one, so this is how you meditate. You read it out loud, and then you just think about it word for word until it gets in your spirit and you apply it in your life. All right? The first one is, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord, or the house of abundance forever. Surely. So you're going to go back to that word, surely. That means without a doubt, goodness. So can you imagine goodness and mercy following you to work, following you home, following you to the store, following you when you go shopping? What would that look like in your life? So you take that scripture and you just begin to think about it. Goodness and mercy shall follow me when I'm applying for a new house. Goodness and mercy shall follow me when I'm on my way to school. So you see goodness and mercy abounding in all areas of your life, and you meditate on that until it becomes real. And so every day you will get up with expecting goodness and mercy. That is Psalms 23:6. The next scripture, and I love this one, for I know the plans I have for you, declareth God, plans for your welfare, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. That's Jeremiah 29:11. So let's go back and meditate that one. For I know the plans. That means that no matter where you are, that God on the inside of you has plans. And there are good plans. It says plans for your welfare. Welfare means good. To give you future and a hope. So some of you may be feeling hopeless. You start meditating on this scripture and you start to realize, hey, God says I have a future. God says I have hope. I have hope in the area of losing weight. I have hope in the area of healing, etc. So you think on that scripture, you say it, you think. Sometimes I take it word for word and just think on it and meditate on it, etc. And that's Jeremiah 29:11. We're talking about how we can begin to meditate scriptures or meditate truths until they become what? A part of who we are on the inside. The next one, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:27. Wow, isn't that great? Are you really going through a tough time? Are you facing circumstances right now where you might be saying, God, this is too much. I don't know if I can go through this. This is too overwhelming. This is too massive. What would happen in your life if you would meditate, behold, I am the Lord? What does that mean to you? Lord means that you are ruler over all. Is anything, is bankruptcy, is not having a job, is being divorced, is being a single mom, is being sick, is anything too hard for me? So you take that scripture, you meditate on it, you think on it until it what? Permeates your consciousness, until it becomes a part of your spirit, and you will begin to what? Manifest miracles. How many of you feel like you're in trouble right now? We're talking about meditating and getting scriptures on the inside of us. Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. So who is God? Infinite intelligence, the absolute, the divine, is our refuge. What does that mean? A place where you run. Strength, an ever-present help. Don't you just love that? That God is right here in the now. You know, faith is now. We talked about that earlier. A ever-present help. So that means that the Spirit of God is right here and now, right there in trouble. Are you in trouble right now? Isn't it comforting to know that God is that ever, forever present help? And so when you know that, you will not fear. So those of you who are in trouble, begin to meditate on that scripture until it becomes your consciousness and fear will leave you. James 1, 5 through 7. I'm not going to read all of that, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. So how would we meditate that? Is there a problem that you have in your life? Do you need wisdom about your job, about your health, about your children, about your dog? I'm looking outside and I see my neighbor with her dog. About how to plant your flowers. What does it say? Let him ask of God that giveth to who? All people, liberally. The word liberal means in an abounding way, in an abundant way. So isn't it comforting to know that if you lack wisdom, and we know that God is not the God of lack, so if there's a lack of wisdom, I always say, if something is not working in your life, it means that there is something that you do not know. So you meditate that if you need wisdom, get it on the inside of you. All right, the next one, Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened. Let's meditate that. Ask. So that means that anything you ask, eventually and inevitably, it's going to be given to you. If you keep on seeking, you may say, Constance, I've been reading about the law of attraction. I've been reading about success, and it doesn't seem like anything is happening. Keep seeking. Keep reading. Keep listening. And it says what? You will eventually find. And knock, and it will be open to you. Have you ever gone to your, maybe a friend's house, and maybe the doorbell wasn't working, and you started knocking, and they didn't hear you, and maybe you walked away and went to your car, and then they looked and said, hey, I'm at home. What? You kept on knocking until what? They came to the door. So with God and with spiritual things, what do? You keep asking, you keep seeking, and you keep knocking. You don't get discouraged. So these are just some scriptures that you can what? Begin to use, to begin to meditate on in order to change your consciousness. I love this one. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and this is the NIV version. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Let's break that down. And God is able. We know God is not only able, he's willing to bless you just a little bit. No, abundantly. so that in all things what? If all things means in your health, in your wealth, in your education, on your job, with your children, with your parents, some of the time? No, it says at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So what would happen if you would just think on that scripture, meditate on it? Would that build your spirit up on the inside? Would that give you comfort? Would that give you strength? And you know, sometimes in my own life, I'll just take one scripture and think on that one scripture for maybe a day or two. It might be a week. It all depends on what's going on in my life. All right, we're talking about how to meditate so that we can what operate in that fourth dimensional realm, so that we could operate, like Sonia said, in that sixth sensory frequency, which is that invisible realm. The next one, Mark 9:23, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So that means God is on the inside of you. So with God and you, all things are possible. Somebody define for me what all means. All means all. And so what does that include for you? Does that include wealth? Does that include a second home? Maybe in Florida if you live in a really cold area, or maybe in Europe. What does that mean for you? With God, all things are possible. The next scripture which you might want to meditate on is, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You know, anytime you're wanting something, that means that you don't have it. So when somebody says, I want to meet my soulmate, or I want to go back to school, does that sound like fourth dimension talking? No, because in the fourth dimension, the language is I am or I have. I remember reading about one guy, and he was very poor. He had a large company. He lost everything, and so he was just very impoverished. He thought it. He believed it. He wasn't, but at least that's what his thinking was. And he went to his pastor, and his pastor said, just beginning meditating on the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He every night he would just listen to that. He would say that scripture, think about it. You know, really ponder it in his heart. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd takes care of his sheep, etc. And, you know, over a 30-day period, he began to feel better. And eventually that man gained all of his wealth back. Why? Because he simply meditated on this simple scripture. It's not simple, it's powerful. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. All right, I love this one. This is Job 42:10, and it says, and the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. Now, all of you know, if you know anything about the Bible, Job is the guy who lost everything and was broken. Every terrible thing happened because it said what he feared had come up on him. And so, but God, it says that God restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. And I included this one because God is in the business of restoring you, of restoration. So if you've lost a lot, I want you to think what restoration means. It means to restore. And the interesting thing, when God restores, it's never what you lost, it's always more. But why did this happen to Job when he had prayed for his friends? And the reason I put this verse in that is because when you get your mind off of yourself and begin to serve others, begin to pray for others, begin to give to others, then your own restoration will be restored to you. Meditate on that. Who's in your life right now who might be suffering, who might be going through a very difficult time? Begin to pray for them and watch your own fortunes be restored. I love this one, Isaiah 61:7. Instead of your shame, there should be a double portion. Wow. How many of you have been shamed before? Shame that you lost maybe your house. Shame that you are not further along than what you are. Shame that you might be overweight. Well, the Bible says you're going to receive a double portion of grace. So begin to meditate on that, and that will really help to comfort you and change your consciousness. Mark 11:23-24. Meditate on this. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Begin to meditate on that. What have I been praying to God about? Okay, am I believing that I have it now, or am I waiting for a sign? So meditate on that, and you might say, oh, I can see that I haven't really been believing. I've been waiting to see, so I see now how I can shift in that arena. All right, maybe some of you are fearful. This is Isaiah 41:10. We're talking about how to meditate the scriptures. So it says, do not fear, for I am with you. God is with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you. And man, I have used this verse many times to really give me the comfort that I needed during difficult times. So don't be fearful. That's the first thing that it says in this verse. So how many of you are fearful? Recognize that God is with you. The divine is with you. Spirit is with you. Don't be dismayed or discouraged. For I am God. I am infinite intelligence. I am the all-knowing. I'm on the inside of you. I will strengthen you and I will help you. Isn't that comforting? And I will uphold you. How many of you need strengthening? How many of you need help? How many of you have been discouraged? Meditate on this verse and it will bring strength to you. All right, another verse that you might could utilize that might could help you is around prayer. And this is the confidence that we have in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, and we know His will is good, abundance, prosperity, healing, wholeness, purposeful living, that God hears you, and if He hears you, you're going to have whatever you ask for. I love the first one. That's 1 John 5:14-15. And this is a confidence. So that means you might need to build up your confidence in God, that you have in God, that if you ask anything could be, I want a facelift, or I want plastic surgery. You know, we limit God. Or I want to send my children to an Ivy League school. Or I want to go back to get my PhD, or I want a new car. Anything that is according to His will, and we know God and good is exchangeable, that God hears us. Now, how many of you have children? And how many of you remember when they were small? If your children started crying and you were in another room, could you hear them? I know even with my little baby Angel, if she whimpers or if she's downstairs and I'm upstairs, if I hear something, I'll just run downstairs quickly. Why? Because I recognize her voice. And so isn't it awesome to have great confidence in the fact that God hears you, and if He hears you, you're going to get what you prayed for. Alrighty. Another one that I want to read to you. Isn't this good? I can't believe my time is almost gone. If any two of you, this is Matthew 18:19, agree on earth about anything that they ask, it will be done for them by Abba Father in heaven. That's on the inside of us. So if any two of you, and I say that can be two people, or it could be your thinking and your imagination agreeing. It could be your mind and your words agreeing. It could be your thinking and your words agreeing. Any two. So you will meditate that, what are the two things in my life that I need to get to agree here on earth? And once those two things come together, it will be done for me in that fourth dimensional realm, in that heavenly realm, and it will manifest in my life. So just think on that and meditate on that and see what will begin to happen in your life. And I love this one. Beloved. Don't you love the way God calls us beloved? Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, beloved, that means I love you. You know, my darling, my dear child, I wish, or I declare, or my desire for you above everything else is that you prosper. So God wants you to prosper. His desire, he has a burning desire for you to prosper and then be in health even as your soul prospers. So meditate on that it is the will of God. It is a desire of God. The entire universe is conspiring to get your prosperity to you. That's 3 John 2. And I love this Proverbs 11:25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Are you generous, or if you are in a little lack state right now, begin to become generous. Meditate on that. Okay, I haven't been generous enough. I have all of these clothes in my closet that I could share with someone. So the generous soul, when you give, when you share, you will be made rich. And he who waters, he who encourages, he who motivates, he who inspires, will also be watered himself. You know, I'm a living witness with that particular verse, because there have been many times when I said, God, I have just given. And, you know, it's interestingly enough, I will come back and listen to one of my podcasts and it ministers back to me, or someone will call and minister back to me. So you meditate on those scriptures until it becomes a part of you. Can you just see how your spirit has shifted just by me sharing how you can begin to meditate those scriptures? And the last one is, cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God cares for you. Spirit, the divine, cares for you. Infinite intelligence cares for you. So you cast all of your worries about your job, your children, your mortgage, your car, your age, your health onto God because he cares for you. And when someone cares for you, what does that look like? What does that feel like? That means that person is concerned. They want to help you. They will support you. They want to make things easier for you. They want to facilitate the process of your life in a swift way, etc. So can you see how just meditating on those scriptures, I just sort of broke it down in a very simplistic, easy way. You would choose the ones that would meditate or that would resonate with you, and then you would meditate. You would think on it while you're driving. You would think on it while you're in the grocery store. You would think on it when you went to sleep at night. And I would encourage you to say it out loud first, and then to just think on it, to meditate it, to pray it. And you're talking about miracles coming in your life. You're talking about keeping yourself in that fourth dimensional realm. You will see miraculous miracles that would happen in your life quickly. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I really enjoyed teaching that to you. And certainly there are times when you meditate and you're quiet, but this is the way you meditate the word or meditate a truth. So if you will begin to do this over the next 30 days on a consistent basis, the Bible says you will make your own way prosperous. Amen. I feel like I've been preaching a little bit. I've really been teaching. Well, thank you so much for joining me. But before I close out the show, I want to share with you that I want all of you to make sure that you go to my show page, LOARadioNetwork.com. Look for my beautiful picture. Click on my picture. And at the top, you will see Wealth Creation Cruise. Click that on, and I want you to register, because you need to register before the end of the month. I think Jules is adding some additional wealth creation workshops and speakers, and so you're going to be immersed for 5 days, and these workshops and speakers will enhance your insight and your revelation at an even deeper level. So I want you to, I've heard so many people say, Constance, I don't have any money. Watch the words of your mouth. I do know that Jules, email her, Jules@LOARadioNetwork.com, and she has some payment options for you, some payment plans. Just move. Move in faith and see God move. I'm going to be talking about spirit and money, or spirituality and money. You know that they're one, don't you? Well, once again, remember my new I Am, I Have CD. I have had so many of you download it, and it is so wonderful. I've been getting rave reviews from it. It's only $4.99. And what you can do, you can go to bed listening to me, repeating after me, affirming and declaring your new future. And, of course, you can go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. This is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, saying that God loves you, I love you, and expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.